Unit 8. Approaching Literature. Exercise 3. Listen and read the extract from the short story Bliss by the New Zealand writer Catherine Mansfield.
Although Bertha Young was 30, she still had moments when she wanted to run instead of walk, to take dancing steps on and off the pavement, to throw something in the air or to stand still simply. What can you do if you are 30 and, walking down your own street, you are overcome suddenly by a feeling of bliss? The fruit was brought on a tray, and with it a glass bowl and a blue dish. There were tangerines and apples, some yellow pears, some white grapes. When she had finished with them, and had made two pyramids of these bright round shapes, she stood away from the table to get the effect. This was so incredibly beautiful. She opened onto a balcony overlooking the garden. At the far end, against the wall, there was a tall, slender pear tree in bloom. It stood there, perfect.
"I'm too happy. Too happy," she said.
And she seemed to see the lovely pear tree with its open blossoms as a symbol of her own life. Really, she had everything. She was young. Harry and she were in love. She had an adorable baby. They didn't have to worry about money. They had friends, modern, thrilling friends, writers and painters and poets. They had people coming to dinner. The Knights. He was starting a theatre, and she liked interior decoration. Eddie Warren, who had just published a book of poems, and Pearl Fulton. What Miss Fulton did, Bertha didn't know. They had met at the club, and Bertha had liked her. She went into the hall and welcomed the Knights. They stood for a time, chatting and laughing. The bell rang. It was Eddie Warren. He came in and began conversing with the Knights. Bang went the front door, open and shut. Harry shouted,
"Hello! Down in 5 minutes!"
They heard him run up the stairs. Bertha couldn't help smiling. She knew how he loved doing things at high pressure. She talked and laughed and completely forgot until Harry came in that Pearl Fulton had not arrived yet.
"I wonder if Miss Fulton has forgotten."
"I expect so," said Harry.
"Ah, there's a taxi now."
And then Miss Fulton, all in silver, came in smiling.
"Am I late?"
"No, not at all," said Bertha.
"Come in."
Miss Fulton did not look at her, but she seldom did look at people directly. Harry was enjoying his dinner. He looked up at her and said,
"Bertha, this is a very admirable souffle."
She almost could have wept with childlike pleasure. Everything was good. All that happened seemed to fill again her cup of bliss. And still, in the back of her mind, there was the pear tree. It would be silver now, in the light of the moon, silver as Miss Fulton. At that moment, Miss Fulton asked,
"Have you got a garden?"
Bertha crossed the room, pulled the curtains and opened those long windows.
"There,"
she breathed. And the two women stood side by side, looking at the flowering pear tree. Bertha thought,
"Soon these people will go. The house will be quiet. And you and he will be alone together in the dark room, the warm bed."
For the first time in her life, Bertha Young desired her husband. Was this what that feeling of bliss had been leading up to?